Vasilisa the Fair, a Russian folk tale. In a certain kingdom, there lived a merchant. 12 years did he live as a married man, but he only had one child, Vasilisa the Fair. And when her mother died, the girl was 8 years old. And on her deathbed, the merchant's wife called her little daughter to her, took out from under the bedclothes a doll, and gave it to her, and said, "Listen, Vasilisa, dear, remember and obey these words of mine. I'm going to die, and now, together with my parental blessing, I bequeath you this doll. Keep it always with you, and never show it to anyone. Whenever any misfortune comes upon you, give the doll food and ask its advice. When it has fed, it will tell you a cure for your troubles." Then the mother kissed her child and died. After his wife's death, the merchant mourned for her a befitting time, and then began to consider about marrying again. He was a man of means. It wasn't a question with him of girls. More than all others, a certain widow took his fancy. She was middle-aged and had a couple daughters of her own, just about the same age as Vasilisa. She must needs both a good housekeeper and an experienced mother. Well, the merchant married the widow, but he had deceived himself, for he did not find in her a kind mother for Vasilisa. Vasilisa was the prettiest girl in all the village, but her stepmother and stepsisters were jealous of her beauty and tormented her with every possible sort of toil in order that she might grow thin from overwork and be tanned by the sun and wind. Her life was made to be a burden to her. Vasilisa bore everything with resignation, and every day grew plumper and prettier, while the stepmother and her daughters lost flesh and fell off in appearance from the effects of their own spite, notwithstanding that they always sat with folded hands like fine ladies. But how did that come about? Why, it was her doll that helped Vasilisa. If it hadn't been for it, however, could the girl have gotten through all of her work? And therefore it was that Vasilisa would never eat all of her share of a meal, but kept the most delicate morsel for her doll. And at night, when all were at rest, she would shut herself up in a narrow chamber in which she slept, and feast her doll, saying the while, "There, dolly, feed, help me in my need. I live in my father's house, but never know what pleasure is. My evil stepmother tries to drive me out of the white world. Teach me how to keep alive and what I ought to do." Then the doll would eat, and afterwards give her advice and comfort her in her sorrow. The next day, it would do all of Vasilisa's work for her. She only had to take her ease in a shady place and pluck flowers. And yet, all of her work was done in good time. The beds were weeded, the pails were filled, the cabbages were watered, and the stove was heated. Moreover, the doll showed Vasilisa herbs, which to prevent her from getting sunburnt. Happily did she and her doll live together. Several years went by. Vasilisa grew up and became old enough to be married. All the marriageable young men in the town sent over to make an offer to Vasilisa. At her stepmother's daughters, not a soul would so much as look at them. Her stepmother grew even more savage than before and replied to every suitor, "We won't let the younger marry before her elders." And after the suitors had been packed off, she used to beat Vasilisa by the way of wrecking her spirits. Well, it happened one day that the merchant had to go away from home on business for a long time. Thereupon, the stepmother went to live in another house, and near the house was a dense forest, and in a clearing of that forest there stood a hut, and in that hut lived Baba Yaga. She never let anyone come near her dwelling. She ate up people like so many chickens. Having moved into a new abode, the merchant's wife kept sending her hated Vasilisa into the forest on one pretense or another. But the girl always got home safe and sound. The doll used to show her the way and never let her go near Baba Yaga's dwelling. The autumn season arrived. One evening, the stepmother gave out their work to the three girls. One she set to lace making, another to knitting sock, the third, Vasilisa, to weaving, and each of them had their allotted amount to do. By and by, she put out the lights in the house, leaving only one candle alight where the girls were working, and then she went to bed. The girls went on and worked and worked. Presently, the candle wanting snuffing, one of the stepdaughters took the snuffers, as if she was going to clear the wick, but instead of doing so, in obedience to her mother's orders, she snuffed the candle out, pretending to do so by accident. "What shall we do now?" said the girls. "There isn't any spark of fire in the house, and all of our tasks are not done yet. We must go to Baba Yaga's for a light." "My pins give me light enough," said one who was making lace. "I shan't go." "And I shan't go either," said the one who was knitting socks. "My knitting needles gives me light enough." "Vasilisa, you must go for the light," they cried out together. "Be off to Baba Yaga's." And they pushed Vasilisa out of the room. Vasilisa went into her little closet and set before the doll a supper which she provided beforehand and said, "Now, dolly, feed and listen to my need. I am sent to Baba Yaga for a light. The Baba Yaga will eat me." The doll fed and its eyes began to glow just like a couple of candles. "Never fear, Vasilisa, dear. Go where you are sent. Only take care to keep me always with you. As long as I'm with you, no harm will come to you at Baba Yaga's." So Vasilisa got ready, put her doll in her pocket, and crossed herself and went out into the thick forest. As she walks, she trembles. Suddenly, a horseman gallops by. He is white. He is dressed in white. Under him is a white horse, and the trappings of the horses are white. And the day begins to break. She goes a little farther, and a second rider gallops by. He is red, dressed in red, and sitting on a red horse, and the sun rises. Vasilisa went on walking all night and all day, and it was only towards the evening that she reached the clearing on which stood the dwelling of Baba Yaga. The fence around was made of dead men's bones. And on the top of the fences were stuck human skulls with eyes in them. And instead of uprights in the gates were men's legs. Instead of bolts were arms. Instead of a lock was a mouth with sharp teeth. Vasilisa was frightened out of her wits and stood still as if rooted to the ground. Suddenly there rode past another horseman. He was black. Dressed all in black, on a black horse. He galloped up to Baba Yaga's gate and disappeared as if he sunk through the ground, and night fell. But the darkness did not last long. The eyes of all the skulls on the fence began to shine, and the whole clearing became bright as if it became midday. Vasilisa shuddered with fear, but stopped where she was, not knowing which way to run. Soon there was a herd in the forest, a terrible roar. The trees cracked, dry leaves rustled. Out of the forest came Baba Yaga, riding a mortar, urging it on with a pestle, sweeping away her traces with a broom. Up she drove to the gate and stopped short and snuffling around the air. "Faa, faa, I smell Russian flesh. Who is there?" Vasilisa went up to the hag in a terrible fright and bowed low before her and said, "It's me, Granny. My stepsisters have sent me to you for a light." "Very good," said Baba Yaga. "I know them. If you'll stop a while with me first and do some work for me, I will give you a light. But if you won't, I'll eat you." And then she turned to the gates and cried, "Ho, thou firm fence of mine, be thou divided, and ye wide gates of mine, do ye fly open." The gates opened, and Baba Yaga drove in, whistling as she went, and after her followed Vasilisa, and everything shut again. And when they entered the sitting room, Baba Yaga stretched herself out full length and said to Vasilisa, "Fetch out what there is in the oven, I am hungry." Vasilisa lighted a splinter at one of the skulls which were on the fence and began fetching meat from the oven and setting it before Baba Yaga. And the meat enough have been provided for a dozen people. Then she fetched from the cellar kvass, mead, beer, and wine. The hag ate up everything, drank up everything. She left for Vasilisa a few scraps, a crust of bread, and a morsel of suckling pig. Then Baba Yaga lay down to sleep, saying, "When I go out tomorrow morning, mind you clean the courtyard, sweep the room, cook the dinner, and get the linen ready. Then go to the corn bin, take out 4 quarters of wheat, clear out all of the other seed, and mind you have it done. If you don't, I shall eat you." After giving these orders, Baba Yaga began to snore. But Vasilisa set the remnants of the hag's supper before her doll and burst into tears. "Now, Dolly, feed and listen to my need. Baba Yaga has sent me a heavy task and threatens to eat me if I don't do it all. Do help me." The doll replied, "Never fear, Vasilisa the Fair. Say your prayers and go to bed. The morning is wiser than the evening." Vasilisa woke very early, but Baba Yaga was already up. She looked out of the window. The light in the skull's eyes were going out. All of a sudden there appeared the white horseman, and all was light. Baba Yaga went out into the courtyard and whistled. Before her appeared a mortar with a pestle and a broom. The red horseman appeared, and the sun rose. Baba Yaga seated herself in the mortar and drove out of the courtyard, shooting herself along with the pestle, sweeping away her traces with the broom. Vasilisa was left alone, so she examined Baba Yaga's house, wondered about the abundance there was in everything, and remained lost in thought as to which work she ought to take first. She looked up, and all of her work was done. The doll had cleared the wheat to every last grain. "Oh, my preserver, you have saved me from danger." "All you've got to do now is cook the dinner," answered the doll, slipping into Vasilisa's pocket. "Cook away in God's name, and then take some rest for your health's sake." Towards evening, Vasilisa got the table ready and waited for Baba Yaga. It began to grow dusky. The black rider appeared for a moment at the gate, and all grew dark. Only the eyes of the skull sent forth their light. The trees began to crack. The leaves began to rustle. Up drove Baba Yaga. Vasilisa went out to meet her. "Is everything done?" "Please to look for yourself, Granny," said Vasilisa. Baba Yaga examined everything, was vexed that there was nothing to be angry about, and said, Well, very good." Afterward she cried, "My trusty servants and zealous friends, grind this my wheat." There appeared 3 pairs of hands which gathered up the wheat and carried it out of sight. Baba Yaga supped and went to bed and again gave her orders to Vasilisa. "Do just the same tomorrow as today, only besides that, take out the bin the poppy seed that is there and clean the earth off it, grain by grain. Someone or other, you see, has mixed a lot of earth with it out of spite." Having said this, the hag turned to the wall and began to snore. And Vasilisa took to feeding her doll. The doll fed and then said to her what had been said the day before. "Pray to God and go to sleep. The morning is wiser than the evening. All shall be done, Vasilisa dear." The next morning, Baba Yaga again drove out of the courtyard in her mortar, and Vasilisa and her doll immediately did all the work. The hag returned, looked at everything, and cried, "My trusty servant, zealous friends, press forth oil from the poppy seed." 3 pairs of hands appeared, gathering up the poppy seed, and bore it out of sight. Baba Yaga sat down to dinner. She ate, but Vasilisa stood silently by. "Why don't you speak to me?" said the Baba Yaga. "Why are you standing there like a dumb creature?" "I didn't dare. But if you give me leave, I should like to ask you about something. Ask away. Only it isn't every question that brings good. Get much to know, and old soon you'll grow. I only want to ask you, Granny, about something I saw. As I was coming here, I passed by one rider on a white horse. He was white himself, and dressed in white. Who was he? He was my bright day, answered Baba Yaga. Afterwards, there passed me another rider on a red horse, red himself, and all in red clothes. Who was he? That was my red son, answered Baba Yaga. And who may be the black rider, Granny, who passed me by just your gate? That was my dark knight. They are all trusty servants of mine. Vasilisa thought of the three pairs of hands, but held her peace. Why don't you go on asking? Said Baba Yaga. That's enough for me, Granny. You yourself said, get too much to know, and old you'll grow. It's just as well, said Baba Yaga, that you've only asked about what you saw out of doors and not indoors. In my house, I hate having dirt carried out of doors. And as to over-inquisitive people, well, I eat them. And now I'll ask you something. How is it you managed to do all the work I set you to do? My mother's blessings assist me, replied Vasilisa. Eh? What's that? Get along out of my house, you blessed daughter. I don't want blessed people. She dragged Vasilisa out of the room, pushing her outside the gates, took one of the skulls with the blaming eyes from the fence and stuck it on a stick and gave it to her and said, lay hold of that. It's a light. You can take that to your stepsisters. That's what they sent you for here, I believe. Home went Vasilisa at a run, lit by the skull, which went out only at the approach of dawn. And at last, on the evening of the second day, she reached home. And when she came to the gate and was going to throw away the skull, surely, she thinks, they can't still be want of a light at home. But suddenly a hollow voice issued from the skull, saying, throw me not away. Carry me to your stepmother. She looked at her stepmother's house, and not seeing a light in a single window, she determined to take the skull in there with her. For the first time in her life, she was cordially received by her stepmother and stepsisters, who told her that from the moment she went out, they hadn't a spark of fire in the house. They couldn't strike a light themselves anyhow, and whenever they brought it one from the neighbors, it went out as soon as it came into the room. Perhaps your light will keep in, said the stepmother. So they carried the skull into the sitting room. But the eyes of the skull so glared at the stepmother and her daughters, and shot forth such flames, they would fain and have hid themselves, but run where they would. Everywhere they did, the eyes followed after them. By morning, they were utterly burned to cinders. Only Vasilisa was none the worse.